You are the salt of the earth. Did you know that there are salt mines under Detroit? It's like an underground city down there. 1,500 acres, 100 miles of salt roads, or in Latin what we might call Via Salaria, 1,200 feet deep in the earth beneath the cities of Dearborn, Melvindale, and Allen Park. It's the largest salt deposit in the world, and it's why we Michiganders use rock salt to clear our streets and sidewalks and driveways of ice and snow in this unending winter. Throughout time, even before the advent of Homo sapiens, salt has been a necessity for life. Animals instinctively know this and migrate to salt deposits to eat the salt. And as a result of the animals eating salt, they taste salty. So ancient Homo sapiens, who were meat eaters, developed a taste for salty food. Bet you thought all those salty snacks we like to consume is a modern thing. Not so much. And when Homo sapiens became agrarian, they salted their vegetables too, perhaps cooking them in salt water, for they had grown to like the taste. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." Those who were with Jesus and heard him speak understood the nuanced meaning of this metaphor. For in the ancient world, salt was used as a precious commodity, perhaps akin to how we might use gold or silver currency today. Beginning about 450 years prior to the day of Jesus, one was said to even earn salt from a person, which meant to be in that person's service. By the time of the Roman Empire, it was common to hear the phrase, "worth your weight in salt," which meant you were precious. Roman historian Pliny the Elder wrote that outstanding Roman soldiers were worth their weight in salt, and they were even paid in salt. And as Rome became the capital city for the empire, the straight as an arrow Roman roads were built to efficiently transport salt to the city of Rome. And interestingly, today's word for pay for work completed, salary, originated from the Latin salarium, referring to just such outstanding Roman soldiers being paid in salt. But it's not just the taste that we've grown to like so much. Salt is essential for life in these bodies we inhabit. Salt maintains the balance of fluid in our bodies, carrying oxygen and nutrients to our cells, enabling nerve impulses, regulating electrical charges in our bodies, helping our muscles, including the heart, contract. Salt helps with digestion, preserves acid levels, helps blood carry carbon dioxide from respiring lungs to the from respiring tissues to the lungs. Without salt, our lungs cannot breathe, our hearts cannot pump. We wouldn't be able to taste or smell or feel a lover's touch. All of these electrical synapses in our brain and corresponding muscles need salt. Salt is so valuable, so precious, we cannot live without it. So when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," what he is actually saying is, as salt is precious, you are also precious. So if you are here with us this morning and you braved those snowy roads out there, or maybe you'll be listening online to today's message, and if you, like most of us here, truth be told, are unaware, or maybe life's challenges and sorrows have chipped the earthen vessel of your life and you've forgotten how precious and valuable you are, let this be the day that you remember. Let this be the day that you see yourself as God sees you. In the words of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 43, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Knowing that you are precious has the power to change you deep beneath the surface. While it's true that you may be chipped and a bit battered on the outside, nevertheless, you carry within you, like the electrical impulses that fill your lungs with air and your heart with blood, you carry within you a precious message. In 2 Corinthians, if you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. My precious children of God, God has not and will not, no matter what, stop calling us God's beloved. We are so precious and valuable to God that God came down in human form and through the power of dying on a cross, overcame death for us. We are valuable, precious, the salt of the earth, and God desires to spend eternity with us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are as vital to the health and life of this body, the body of Christ, as salt is to our physical bodies. God's loving blessing here, within and among us, maintains balance in the body of Christ, just as salt does in our physical bodies. The Holy Spirit breathes life into the body of Christ, enabling connections and deepening our awareness of God's love, just as salt does in the electrical impulses in our bodies. Jesus Christ, throughout his life, death, and resurrection, anoints our heads and our hearts and our hands so that we may become his disciples in the world. In the words of Marcia Riggs, as the salt of the earth, we are the disciples of Jesus when we allow our character to be formed by God's blessings. To be formed by blessing. May we allow our characters to be formed just so. And may we also remember the words of Jesus spoken to us this day. You are the salt of the earth. You are precious in God's sight and honored, and I love you. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.